a complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that you read every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Led by Jungle Jim and Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Army, a sturdy group of United Nations guerrilla fighters has raised havoc with the Japs on the Malayan Peninsula. Determined to find and exterminate Jim and his men, the Japs have organized search patrols. But Jim's audacity, together with his jungle knowledge, has stood his men in good stead. Then, just as they'd fought their way to safety, they found a pretty young Malayan girl who'd been shot in the back, murdered by the Japs. So, outnumbered though they are, Jim orders his men to proceed to the nearby native village. For their purpose in Malaya is to help the natives as well as hinder the Japs. Now, within gunshot of the village, Jim peers through his field glasses as he makes his plan.
Sergeant McGovern and the Australian, take up sniping positions in those manga trees to the right.
Go quickly, both of you. And be careful not to show yourselves.
What been Japs doing in village, Tuan Jim?
Usual routine, Kolo.
You, Tan Tan, take Raleigh to those large ferns to the left of the village. Shoot well, both of you.
Where's the Frenchman, Sing Lee?
At the bend of the trail, Jim. I posted him as a rear guard.
Good. Sing, I suggest you circle around to the left. Kolo and I'll approach the village through this swamp, straight ahead.
Very well. You know you are...
Slippery going in the swamp.
Bamboo breaks been good cover, Tuan.
Yeah. Quiet now. That's Sergeant Mack. Good. Now, if Tom's son would have... That came from the left. Tom's son's ready, too.
That been Sing Lee. Them wait for your signal, Tuan.
I can't give it to them till we're ready. Come on.
Ida, Soban, long time Japanese say him, our friend. Why you no act like friend?
Village chief have power alongside Jap.
That won't get him very far.
Jap captain, he laughing at him.
He won't be laughing long, Kolo. Make with the signal.
Ati! Ati, Soban! Ati, Ati! Duruk, lekas!
Apa nama? Apa nama?
The Australian drew first blood. Look, where they're shooting the natives. The dirty.
Japs run away.
They won't get far. Come on, Kolo. Those Japs won't bother anybody again.
Terima kasih, Tuan. Terima kasih. Tembak besar bin baik sobat.
Tabe kapala. Apa sobat bicara Inggris?
Yes. Can speak. Small English.
Then tell your people we are their friends.
Them no, Tuan.
Then why are they running away? What are they hiding for?
Look to hills behind you, Tuan.
What? Japs.
Banyak Japs. Much of them.
It's the main search party, Kolo. And all we can do is stay here and take it.
Quickly, the chief points to a native hut as the main Jap force draws closer and closer. Jim and Kolo both fear that this time there is no escape for them. We'll see what happens in just a moment. Right now, I want to talk to you about yourself. If you're one of the 15 million readers who look forward every Sunday to the thrilling full-color pages of the Comic Weekly, you know that the Comic Weekly stands for reading pleasure at its best. And if that 15 million doesn't include you, you're missing out on a whale of a lot of action, intrigue, mystery, and adventure. For the Comic Weekly contains over 24 of the greatest features ever conceived. Features that have made the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. That's why 15 leading Sunday papers from coast to coast, including one in this city, are proud to distribute this great comic magazine. So join our 15 million readers and get your share of Sunday entertainment. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, The Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a tiny Malayan village and Jungle Jim.
There they go, Colo. They got the native girls and the young woman loaded in that truck.
Take them to towns. After that...
After that, they'd be better off dead.
Eko! Te quiero darte Hayako!
Tira, tira, let them go.
Estel, ancient fool, I deal with you later. Hayako!
Panjim, you give Chief your pistol.
Yes, Colo. I figured he could use it better than I could.
Maybe so. Time, Chief, use it now.
No, no, no. Let's see what that Jap major's got on his mind.
Can guess, Tuan Jim. Him find dead Japs on ground.
Yes, but they were shot, Colo. And he knows the natives don't have guns.
Then Chief must got to tell him us hiding here in hut.
If he can only stall long enough for Sing Lee and the others to get set.
Have still got knife, Tuan.
Don't use it, Colo. Not yet, anyway. There's only that major and 7 men to take care of. The rest of them went straight on through towards the town.
So, you will tell me what has happened here, Headman.
There is little to tell.
I come here and find 6 of my men, Butcher, and you say there is little to tell?
It. My people, Butcher, no one.
Then who are the guilty dogs? And no lies.
They were foreign asking strangers.
Him hit, Chief.
Yeah.
I said no lies.
It is truth. Your men shot by strangers. We never see.
Then where are they now, these strangers?
They, I not know.
You not know. When will you native pigs learn that we Japanese are no fools?
We learn quick about Japanese, Major.
Then tell me where these butchers are.
I told you I not know.
Tanjim. Them been gone to such whole village.
Yes, I've been waiting for that.
Jap come here, find my knife waiting.
Oh, no, Colo. It wouldn't do any good. Hey, look. One of the natives is whispering to the Jap.
Ooh, him be pointing here.
Come on, Colo. Let's not let him find us here like cornered rats. Let's walk out of here like men.
Japs no treat prisoners like men, Tuan.
Nothing we can do about that, Colo. Keep your hands above your head and out we go.
Yankee! You have no chance. Come out. Come here, you filthy dogs.
Come on, Colo. The gentleman's talking to us.
You see, Chief, wherever the white man goes, he brings trouble. This white man has got you in trouble that will cost you your head before I leave here.
White one, our friend.
This old fool boss may silence him with a gun butt. Get up. Get up, you worthless scum. Stand on your feet. I want you to watch this.
I will stand.
Behold, men of Malaya, the samurai warrior at his most chivalrous.
Excellent dog! Your tone will change soon enough. You will whine for mercy.
Mercy been strange word in Jap mouth.
Now then, white man. You are Jungle Jim. You deny this?
Why should I? I've never been ashamed of it.
You will be. I promise you a quick and easy death if you tell me where to find the renegade Sing Lee and your other troublesome friends. Otherwise... So, you prefer it to be otherwise. Tie him to that manga tree. You, high tide. Unload your rifle.
I'm coming.
Now, high tide. Fix your bayonet.
Bayonet?
Piso, Cabela. Knife for fire stick.
Precisely. And since you know so much about it, we will let you demonstrate the use of it on your white friend.
You. Me?
Are you not Jungle Jim's closest friend?
Tuan Jim.
I heard, Colo.
Ah, so you did. Which reminds me that you will not be needing your ears any longer. First the touch of the bayonet, then we shall remove your ears.
Why make Colo do it? Are you afraid to do it yourself?
Afraid? No, merely bored. I am already expert with the bayonet.
That I can believe.
Oh, yes. You see, I was on Bataan.
Did you hear that, Colo? The major was on Bataan.
Me heard. Got knife and sleeve with...
So... All right, men. Let him up. So, you do know about knives. Can you throw one like this?
What?
You're kind of a rotten shot, Major.
Intentionally, of course. It would be a pity to let you die too quickly.
I guess Kolo can take care of that.
If Kolo has any such thought in his head, there is a very simple way to remove it.
By removing his head, I suppose.
Nothing so crude. We will simply bury him alive up to the neck. His head will be smeared with honey. The rest we will leave to the very hungry ants which abound in Malaya.
Yeah. And the Malaya been got too many crawling things lately.
Take the rifle, Kolo. You men, keep him in your sights. Take it, I said.
Clint him.
Don't try it, Kolo. You never reached the Major. They'd cut you down before you took two steps.
Even sooner, Kolo. Now let me see what you can do to your friends right now.
No. Better you tell men shoot now. Cannot do this.
You must do it.
There's no choice, Kolo.
This I know in my head, Twan. But my heart say cannot do it.
Stubborn, sentimental idiot. Hand me the rifle.
Yeah.
So, I will take it back a few paces.
Oh! Ah!
Hit the ground, Cole!
Hunt him!
Hurry, Cole! You're not in the tree. Cut these ropes.
Look up, one.
Yes. Nice going, Chief. That monkey would have had me if you hadn't shot.
Stand
still, Twan. That knife now.
Push in quickly. Back, cover to the Australian. Thompson, use the Tommy gun. Where are you, Kolo?
Here's the cleave. My mother, please.
And sing, are you a cypher?
Look out, you...
Kolo, is he? Is Jim...
Him be unconscious. He not dead. Help me get knots untied, sing. Twan Jim must got to lie down. Then us got to make chop-chop longside other place. Maybe so native fellows come too. This place not been healthy for no one.
Oh, what hit?
Japanese gunboat, Jim. Luckily, you dodged your head in time.
Not quite. The feel of it. Boy, I'm thirsty.
Drink this, Twan.
Thanks, Cole. Oh, that's better. Hey, where are we anyway?
Taking a short cut toward the town. Perhaps we can head off the Japanese truck with the native women.
Oh, that's good.
Can walk, Twan? Us making better time that way.
Sure. Sure, Kolo, I think so.
Here is your pistol. The native chief asked me to return it to you.
Oh, thank you, Singh. Tell me, where is the chief?
Back in the village with his prisoners.
Prisoners?
Yes. The Japanese major and one of his men were still alive.
But what's the chief going to do to them?
Frankly, I did not bother to ask him.
But why not?
Because Kolo told me that Japanese major was Ong Batan. Anything those natives do to him will never be enough.